Peg, I got a problem.
Nails drying.
For once, why couldn't it be pie cooling, bread baking, divorce pending?
Look, Al, I am up from noon till Oprah solving this family's problems. And now I'm tired. I need a nap. Kelly, come hold my hands up.
Dad. Now, I'll listen to your problem if you help me with mine.
Son, your problems are simple. Just avoid liquids past 9 o'clock.
Dad, I'm not 16 anymore, all right? Life is a little more complicated. I'm having serious girl trouble.
Well, me too, bud, and it's gonna remain that way unless the couch suddenly develops a taste for human flesh.
Dad, please. Now, lately, I can't get any girl to go out with me.
Oh, now, bud, I find that hard to believe. I mean, look at you. But then again, looks aren't everything. Personality is important, so we'll skip that. So basically, you have nothing to offer a woman. Son, what you have to do is lower your standards. Think desperate. Think a single version of your mother.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks. Now I never, ever, ever want to have sex again.
Welcome to the club, son. Now let's talk about my problem. My boss, Gary, is crankier than ever. She's been riding me like a cheap carnival pony. Wait on the customers. Ring up the bills. Don't steal. What a shrew. You know, bud, this father-son stuff ain't bad. We ought to do this more often.
And carriage, this I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
So are you gonna settle on those, ma'am? They look beautiful on you.
Don't try those high-pressured sales tactics on me! I really thought this mule would look better in white.
I bet that's what her husband said on her wedding day.
Do you have it in black?
Ma'am, I would really love to help you now, but I just went on break.
Well, what about him?
Sorry, ma'am, I'm still on break.
Just when exactly is your break over?
Well, it was gonna be in another 30 seconds, but now that I just helped a customer, I gotta start all over.
Rules are rules.
You know what we need, Griff? A break room. So we won't be bothered by these hammer-toed hags.
Then I need to speak with you.
You see what I mean?
Oh, let me take a wild guess. You're on a break?
Don't interrupt us or we'll have to start over.
You two are completely useless.
We've noticed that ourselves. We don't feel that we're properly motivated. Do you know what would motivate us?
A cattle prod?
Well, yes, that of course, but I was thinking more in the line of a break room.
Oh, yes, a break room. And I could throw in a big screen TV and a fridge full of beer.
Hey! You're the boss.
Yes, I am. And before I build you that dreamy break room, we're gonna find out why sales are down 500% this year.
Could it be the unexpected strength of the Deutschmark in today's international economy?
Women are walking less.
Nice try. Sit down. Shut up. We three are gonna go over the books.
Boy, that was close. We almost got busted.
Yeah, good thing we don't keep any books.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm here.
Looks good from here.
I was just looking for my dad.
Interesting place to look.
Maybe I should go find him.
Oh, no rush. No rush. Well, 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 young Bud Bundy. Let's see, I haven't seen you since I threw your family out of the company picnic. You have certainly turned into a handsome young man. Your girlfriend is a very lucky woman.
Actually, I don't have a girlfriend.
Really? Jeez. I would have guessed that the ladies would be jumping all over a stud muffin like yourself.
You know, I bag my share. You know, I don't really want to be tied down.
Hmm. Well, don't knock it till you've tried it.
I think I hear my daddy calling.
Where's the fire? Besides in my secret places.
What are you doing?
You?
But you...
Don't fight it, Bud. Well, you could fight it a little.
You are a genius, Al. I can't believe that worked.
Hey, when you tell a retired couple their house is on fire, finishing their breakfast just isn't a priority.
Mom, Dad, what are you two doing up?
Looks like somebody had a slumber party last night.
So, it looks like you took your dad's advice and found yourself a desperate one, huh?
What makes you think that?
Beer and Tang. Bundy mimosas. Must be a classy chick, son.
Yes, and she's painfully shy. So why don't you two head on upstairs and you can have breakfast in bed.
Oh, he thinks we're gonna embarrass him.
Come on, son. We're not gonna scare away a girl who's kind enough to hang out with you.
Hurry up with those mimosas, love, bud. I wanna get out of here before your pit. Daddy, wake up! Daddy!
Honey, Daddy! Let me do it!
Al, wake up!
Oh, son touching monster in jammies.
Daddy, don't worry about it. Now, Bud is downstairs helping Gary into her corrective undergarments.
It's naked in the basement!
Al, would you relax? You told Bud to find someone desperate.
Well, when I said aim low, I didn't think he'd excavate the tar pits.
I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, lots of old rich people like to date younger men. They look at Cher, Roseanne, Richard Simmons.
You're doing this to hurt me, aren't you, Gary? You've had it in for me since day one.
Bundy, as much as you deserve it, I am not doing this for revenge. I am doing it because I am genuinely attracted to Bud.
Oh, right, like I'm supposed to believe that.
You obviously don't know your son. He's a wonderful human being. Who's his real father?
Well, it's Al. But you know, that night, I was thinking about Lyle Wagner.
Old people always try to destroy what they can't understand.
Man, parents just don't get it, do they?
It's all my fault.
honey, don't blame yourself.
You're right, Peg. It's all your fault! You scarred him, Peg.
How could I have scarred him? I don't even remember talking to him.
Peg, I'm telling you, he's looking for the mother he never had.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Blow. Good boy.
So I told that punk son of mine and his gargoyle girlfriend I never wanted to see them together again.
And you better not turn around. Looks like Bud can't get enough of that hot gargoyle love.
Bud is dead to me.
Damn! Al, look at your son go.
I have no son.
Those two were knocking boots right in your basement?
I have no basement.
You guys on a break? Good for you.
Oh, Piglet, I almost forgot. I got you a present.
Thank you, Pooh Bear.
If they start talking about the honey pot, I got dibs on the sink.
Monogram beeper. What for?
For when I need you.
Well, I may not be available, you know, I mean, I do have a life of my own.
Oh, isn't that cute, Piglet? And just remember, when it reads 911, Pooh Bear needs you bad.
Say hello to Kanga and Roo for me. What you throw that for?
Because the cash register's bolted down.
Ah, lighten up. You didn't have a problem when Kelly dated that wealthy older man.
I wouldn't have a problem if Bud dated a wealthy older man.
Anybody but Gary.
Hey, Al!
I was in the tanning bed and I heard about Bud and Gary, yeah? It's all over the mall.
And let me guess, you're all for it, right?
Natch! Who cares if Gary's a tarantula in Chanel? I've seen worse.
You married worse.
Exactly!
Don't you see the beauty of this? Now that Bud has hitched his trailer to Gary's sagging bumper, you're in for a long ride on Easy Street.
No, no, no good can come of this.
What do you want this fridge full of beers?
Wherever. You don't understand a father's feelings. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Hey, where do you want this TV?
I don't care. Put it near the fridge. I'm telling you, there's not a power on earth that would make me accept this unholy union.
Garrison is here to build you guys a break room.
But on second thought, who am I to get in the way of two crazy kids in love?
Oh, no. Maybe this Bud and Gary thing is all my fault. Look, it says right here, what a mother does affects a child. Kelly, was I a bad mother?
I don't know. Whose mother are you?
Yours.
Oh, then you were terrible.
Who are you to judge? Hey, don't you remember that time I made you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Mom, it was petroleum jelly.
Yeah, and you didn't get chapped lips that whole winter. And you know, I always took care of you when you were sick.
Oh, please, Mom. The time I had chicken pox, you slapped makeup on my face and sent me off to school.
And you met your first little boyfriend that day now, didn't you?
Nah, Mikey Clements. Boy, nap time was a lot more fun after that.
And I guess I wasn't such a bad mother.
I guess not with me. Jenna, you really screwed up Bud.
Peg, great news! You know Bud's horrible, perverted affair with Gary that you caused.
Yeah, I feel so guilty. Like I should be on court TV with a blue dot on my face.
And yet in the bedroom you complain about the paper bag.
Anyway, hey, don't worry about it, because it's turned out to be the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a break room, Peg, at work.
with massage tables and a fridge full of beer. As long as Bud keeps Gary happy, I'm happy. And as long as I'm happy, I'm happy!
Yeah, well, what about me?
Don't be selfish, Peg.
But what about Bud's welfare? Isn't this an unhealthy relationship for our son?
Look what else Gary put in our break room. Belgian bonbons.
Well, you know, I always like that, Gary. Oh, look, Al. I'm using the good china with the dividers.
Good idea, Peg. Gary's a millionaire. She's used to classy things. Now, if this relationship continues, we're going to be eating off paper plates and then just throwing them away.
Hey, which side does the salad sport go on again?
On the left. Who raised you?
No one. Hey, how come you guys don't put out the good plastic for my boyfriends?
Because your boyfriends don't use utensils.
I'm so sick of this. Even though I'm the oldest, Bud's always been your favorite. Just because he walked first, and he talked first, and he can name all 20 states.
I'll tell you what else he did first. He found himself a sugar daddy, something we thought you would do, young lady.
Face it, Kelly, Bud beat you. The dark horse came in first.
Oh, now you got Bud a horse? Bud, I was the one who always wanted a horsey,
Kelly,
Dad.
Kelly, concentrate. If you help us tonight, maybe Gary will buy you a horsey.
Oh, no. Now, if she's that rich, I want a unicorn.
Fine!
Ooh, somebody call heaven. There's an angel missing.
Oh, very, very nice, Bud. Is this baby Armani?
Doesn't he look great, Al? You know, you remind me of a very handsome young man that was once madly in love with me.
You mean Daddy?
Honey, I said handsome.
And in love with her.
I appreciate all the trouble you went to, but I'm not sure I feel right about Gary and me.
Huh? What are you talking about, Bud? Well, you and Gary are perfect for each other.
But Dad, she's getting more and more possessive. I mean, we don't even talk anymore. I feel like all I am to her is a piece of meat.
My area, let me handle this. Okay, Bud. So you're feeling like a cheap sex toy, huh?
Yeah, it's demeaning. How do you handle it, Kel?
I just accept it. I mean, come on, fish, they gotta swim. The birds gotta fly. Cookie Monster's gotta eat whatever the hell he eats, you know what I mean?
No. Dad, how am I supposed to stay with somebody who doesn't respect me?
Honey, if marriage was based on respect, your father and I would have never gotten together.
That's right, Pookie.
Excuse me, who said anything about marriage?
Well, Bud, you love Gary.
No, I don't, Dad.
Don't talk back to your father.
And love and marriage go together like... Peg, would a love and marriage go together?
How the hell would I know?
If you two are so happily married, let's see you kiss.
Well, sure, we could do that, but I think years of love and commitment can best be represented by a hearty handshake.
Oh. I said a kiss. That means lips.
Sure!
Daddy, you can do it. Just close your eyes.
But don't blow this for me.
Piglet, I've been paging you for over an hour. Why didn't you call me back?
Well, I turned off the beeper.
How dare you?
But you're grounded.
What is it, Piglet?
You know, we've had some great times together. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate everything you've done for me. And to me. I think we should just be friends.
Do not listen to him!
Wait a minute. You're dumping me?
Without me, you will spend the rest of your life in this hellhole. No offense.
Oh, none taken. Shall we have dinner?
I can get out of this hellhole on my own. I don't need to be anybody's boy toy. I'm gonna make it on brains and talent.
Oh, Pig, we're never gonna get rid of him now!
Go ahead, scoff. At least I've got my dignity.
Well, Bundy, I guess you know what this means.
Generic beer in the break room fridge?
Guess again.
Less attractive masseuses?
Try no beer, no massages. In fact, no break room. And I'm installing a pay toilet.
Can't believe I'm not gonna get my unicorn.
Oh, and I can't believe I polished sporks for her.
I can't believe I almost kissed you.
This means that Bud's not the favorite now, huh?
Damn right.
So that means I'm the favorite now, right?
Sure, why not?
Look, Gary's gold card.
Hey, forget the fried chicken. Tonight it's fried lobster!
Wait a second. Shouldn't we wait for Bud?
What's he need lobster for? He's got dignity!
Kräver att Bud ska betala för sig hemma, något han senare kommer att ångra i våra värsta år nästa lördag klockan 20.30. Fast redan imorgon då ser du ett extra insatt avsnitt av våra värsta år. Detta inför finalerna Super Bowls med start klockan 23.00.